Adventures with Ursula Maxwell Lewis. Extraordinary women, whether loved or loathed, have changed history. Rarely, if ever, have they been ignored. Last month, one such extraordinary woman commanded my attention while exploring the Republic of Ireland's wild Atlantic Way, which includes Achill Island. Grainne Ní Mel, aka Grace O'Malley, was born in 1530. She married four times, gave birth to a daughter and three sons, the last delivered at sea, more about that later, died circa 1603, and history records her as a successful pirate, a fierce leader at sea, a landowner, leader of her family dynasty, and a shrewd politician. Born into a notorious pirate clan, Grace's father, Owen Dhu Dara O'Mail, denied her the right to go to sea because she was a girl, plus her hair would tangle in the ship's ropes. 11-year-old Grace retaliated by cutting her hair, earning her the nickname, Gran Mole, Bald Grace, dressed as a boy, and defiantly hit the high seas. So began legends surrounding her which endure to this day. Now known as Ireland's Pirate Queen, Grace, despite having an older brother to whom assets would normally have defaulted, became the active land and sea leader of the substantial O'Malley clan enterprises when her father died. A noted West Ireland piracy clan, the land assets reputedly included a 1,000 head of cattle and horses. An era when family planning and women's rights were unheard of, legend has it that within an hour of giving birth at sea to her third son, Teoboyd, Algerian pirates ambushed and boarded her ship, the Seahorse. Royal Museum's Greenwich notes. Wrapping the child in a blanket, she appeared on deck and rallied her crew, leading to the capture of the pirate vessel. Grace married, among others, Donal O'Flaherty, heir to his family dynasty. When Donal was murdered by a rival clan, our heroine defeated his killers and repossessed his castle. In the interim, Grace had become active in Irish politics, as one might expect of any intelligent, self-respecting pirate queen, and, thanks to Donal, became interested in painting. Versatile, to say the least. After being captured and imprisoned by Sir Richard Bingham, appointed by the English to rule over Irish territories, Grace, 56, narrowly escaped death. Diminished assets due to English rule, her confinement and the arrest of her brother and sons meant poverty loomed. Undaunted, Grace obtained an audience with Queen Elizabeth I. The meeting was conducted in English. Grace spoke no Latin and Elizabeth no Irish. The English queen granted the Irish pirate queen the release of her brothers and son providing they cease hostilities against the English. Grace agreed, however stolen clan lands were never returned. Considering the meeting useless, Grace and her family eventually supported Irish insurgents in battles against the English. Research indicates that precious details about Grace's life are scant because she was a woman and records were generally kept by religious monks. Grace's death is estimated to have occurred in 1603 in Rockfleet Castle. The O'Malley tomb in Clare Island Abbey, 12th century, rebuilt around 1460, where Grace learned to read and write is thought to be where she was buried. Was Grace O'Malley a heroine or a heartless pirate? History may still deliberate this, but her legend and legacy live on. The O'Malley family motto was, powerful by land and sea. Standing in the shadow of the tower at Kildavnet, in the southeast corner of Achill Island at the mouth of Achill Sound overlooking the sound connecting stunning Clue Bay with Blacksod Bay, a sense of history and power is inevitable. The 40-foot, three-story structure, an example of a 15th-century Irish tower house, based on a Norman design copied by Gaelic chiefs, is thought to have been built by the O'Malley clan. To those of us endowed with overactive imaginations, a sense of watchful wariness emanates from the imposing stone structure. Achill lifeboat station stands guard nearby. There's also an adjacent graveyard I'd like to have had time to explore. Medieval and 18th-century graves and gravestones are always insightfully fascinating reads, in my opinion. Like many women in history, Grainne Ní Mel, Ireland's pirate queen, and Queen Elizabeth I, were products of their environments and eras. They also circumvented, and overcame, male-dominated rules and regulations imposed on them. Determinedly, often unwittingly, the larger-than-life gals made their mark on history. We're still fascinated and encouraged by them. So, when you visit the island of Ireland, and you really should, look for tales like this reflecting courage, independence, and lesser-known stories about those who changed their worlds, and eventually impacted ours. My Wild Atlantic Way itinerary through Mayo, Sligo, and Donegal was planned for me by TourismIreland.com in Canada and FAAQDiltIreland.ie in Dublin. Connor Ellard, historian and genealogist, again proved how important a knowledgeable local guide is on any trip. Ursula Maxwell Lewis is the former owner, managing editor of the Cloverdale Reporter. Contact her at utravel@shaw.ca. More adventures. 2012. Meet your muse in Surrey and Vancouver. 2016. Sherlock Holmes, The Swiss Connection. India surprises, delights. Awesome Alp Transit. Home on the Range at the Cloverdale Rodeo. Off the British Beaten Track by Coach. A Toast to Robbie Burns Country. 2017. Michael Jackson and the Rat Temple. Vimy Ridge on Canadian Museum of Flight Radar. Volunteers at Cloverdale Evacuation Center take the heat off of wildfire evacuees. 2018. Tea tempts a self-professed coffee fanatic. -2019. Explore Nevada by traveling into a pioneer's past. Recalling the Berlin Wall. Japan's courtesy, Afro-style bathing, and snow monkeys. -2021. Historic Cloverdale United Church, Signs of the Times. Calgary's Heritage Park offers a great deal of attractions. Aroches Brooksdale Environmental Center in Surrey offers rich experience. A trip to investigate some local magic. Prince Philip just got on with it, to our surprise. Festive reflections and recipes. Tables turned. Ursula Maxwell Lewis chats about life, travel, and her start in journalism. -2022. Going through old paperwork and mementos offers window into the past. A Lunar New Year lucky dip with historian Bob Sung. Caring and Understanding at New Hospice in Langley. Caring and Understanding at Surrey Hospice Society. Escape to Downton Abbey, A New Era. Emancipation Day and the Black Loyalists of Nova Scotia. Beyond King Tut is mysterious, magical, and impressive. The Reluctant Traveler's Christmas Gift. Coping in the Kitchen. -2023. Local Grandmothers Group helps African grandmothers. Living History. The Coronation of King Charles III. Surrey's Close Connection with the RCMP Musical Ride. 100-year-old Surrey Quilt reunites Macadam family. Surrey International Writers Conference welcomes people from around the world. Your own family story is a priceless gift. Sally Ann Kettle campaign is about more than Christmas cheer. -2024. Chinatown Storytelling Center offers window into proud Chinese-Canadian history. A Passion for Print, reflecting on the life of Wally Coombs. Women in History, featuring Ireland's Pirate Queen.